Eat well, sleep, exercise. We all know the basics of living a healthy life, but with science and technology where it is, we have a greater understanding of what our bodies truly need. Follow this podcast as I find out exactly what it takes for me to reach peak health mentally, physically, emotionally, financially, and spiritually as I hack my way back into wellness. My name is Chris Hobbs, and welcome to The Strength of Wellness. Hello, everyone. I am back doing my podcast again. It has been a long time since I've done a podcast. It's probably 8 months, I guess. But I'm back. I'm going to keep this up a bit more regularly. I've got a lot of information that I want to share and a lot that I've been going through. So, you know, my last podcast was that I was going to document my journey, restoring my health and kind of get back into a bit more normality and feeling better. 8 months later, I didn't document any of it. I have done a lot of work on it though. I haven't done anything. I've done quite a bit restoring my health, my mental state, my fitness levels, all of that. I've been doing a huge amount. Since 8 months ago, since my last podcast, I started on a diet that was personalized to me, for my DNA, for what I needed, for everything that I was lacking, all my nutrition lacking in what my body naturally absorbs through food. I had my own personalized fitness program, which I followed through twice now, and the results that I've seen from that are phenomenal. I won't go into detail with this podcast is just to say, hey, look, I'm back, and I'm going to, you know, kick off doing more of these podcasts. I'll probably do one a week. I was trying to do one a day before, but I just could not keep up with it, and it got too overwhelming, which is why I stopped. Now I'm going to reduce it down to one a week and see what happens from there. So I've done the diet, I've done the exercise plan, and I've been really looking into a lot of biohacking and what I can do to really improve my well-being and my health. So that started with the food and the exercise. And then I also went on to see what I could do about improving sleep. Now, I've never really had what I felt. I've never really had problems with sleep. I can often get 6 to 8 hours of really good sleep, depending on how much sleep I've had the night before, when I'm waking up, all of that. I discovered my natural circadian rhythm, which I just naturally fall into midnight to eight. That's where I fall into. That's where I sleep the best. If I go to, you know, try and go to bed earlier at 10, I'm up till 2 or 3, and then I still can't get to sleep at 10 the next night, and it just keeps on going. But if I am to get to bed at midnight, I'm great. I'm great the next morning. I wake up feeling good. So I've gone on to there and to improve things as well with red lights in my room, packing down all my screens, an hour before bedtime, trying not to eat, 3 hours before bedtime. Hasn't always worked. Sometimes I'm working till 7, 8, 9 o'clock at night, and then come home and make something to eat after that. try not to, but sometimes, you know, you just can't help it. Yeah, blue light filters, you know, some glasses that filter out blue light when the sun goes down, at sundown, doing all that. So I'll go into more detail about what I did with that. Getting a good morning routine, which gets me up, gets me moving, gets me doing things straight away, which is mostly been the Wim Hof method. I found that's really worked well. Doing some breathing, doing some stretching, and just a bit of meditation and prayer and reading in the mornings as well. It really helps. So, yeah, from here on, I'll be covering all those things in more detail, mind, body, and spirit, with, you know, the fitness, weight loss, nutrition, emotions, you know, meditation, spirituality. I'm going to be delving into all of that in my next, as long as my podcasts keep going. So I'll keep creating this and keep researching and keep delving deeper and sharing what's been working for me, and so that you guys can be encouraged. I hope that you are encouraged to look in this for you, because this is very personal. The one size fits all health and wellness, it just doesn't work anymore. We just can't look at health that way anymore, because with epigenetics coming out and the major advancements, even in the last year, that have happened in that industry, it's just, it's absolutely no way. And the ease that we can get all this information, like, it's super easy, one test and I have everything I need to know. So, and with that, I've improved my energy, I've improved my mind, my thinking. You know, there's a way to go for me. I keep forgetting events and names and a few different things, but the clarity of how I think is so much better than it was a year ago, which is really exciting. I can see the improvements. I can see the goals being reached. When I started my business, I would be driving around even three, 4 months ago, even that kind of shorter time ago, be driving around, and at 3 o'clock I'd be falling asleep behind the wheel because I was just exhausted and couldn't keep awake. Now I can work 10 hours, 10 hour day, physical hard work, and I don't have that problem. I don't have that tiredness. I don't have that falling asleep worry at all, because my energy is so much higher. And that's not getting used to the work that I'm doing. Partially would be, but it's also these deliberate little hacks that I've been doing to help. And they're not, popping pills or, taking supplements, or which, eventually is part of it, but it's just the basics of food, what I'm eating, how I'm eating, the nutrition that's going in, the sleep that I am improving, my sleep. I'm not getting longer sleep, but I'm getting better sleep. So in the 6-7 hours that I, 6-8 hours, depending on what is happening, I've been tracking my sleep, and I've seen it go from basically the highest I was getting was 75% good sleep, efficiency. And now I'm getting, I'm averaging 88 to 99% good sleep. And I've been able to just drastically improve my sleep over the last 2-3 months. It's been incredible. I feel so much better for it. So I'll go into details about what I did there and how I did that. But thank you guys. I hope that you will continue to journey along with me as I continue to do this. And I just hope that I can help you and help you in some area that will improve your life and just Yeah. Be a better person. Be a healthier, more vibrant, more energetic, hopeful person. All right, well, I'll catch you in the next episode and have a good day.
Thank you for joining me. Please do remember to rate and subscribe to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about my journey of discovery, head to www.thestrengthofwellness.com, where I delve deeper into my findings and where I share extra tips on how you too can find out your healthiest way to live.